Bron take out 6, Smoke and Miss, 11, Lady Marmalade, and 12, Miss Hasseltoff, 6, 11, and 12. Race 2, number 3, Garn Star, and 14, Divine Action, 3 and 14. Out of race 3, number 1, Anne's Gift, 2, Chief Kidder, 4, Four More Millers, 13, Mileage, 14, Liberal Lady, and 17, Stars Galloway, 1, 2, 4, 13, 14, and 17. Out of race 4, number 5, Tapavino, and 7, Hectic, 5 and 7. Out of race 5, number 3, Kravchenko, 4, Captain Planet, and 10, Turf Tapper, 3, 4, and 10. Out of race 6, take out number 8, Kenny Palance, number 8 from race 6. And race 7, take out 1, Il Domatore, 9, Magamali, and 12, Kedota, 1, 9, and 12 from race 7 at Nowra.
Right. And tips today, 10 at Taree at the showcase meeting. Race 5, number 7, Torfeek Boy. Been scratched a number of times in recent weeks. Chris Lee is finally taking this horse to the races today. He's ready to win. In the big one, race 7, the country championship qualifier. Yes. I like 4, Porto Torrio over 3, Cogliere. Really good race that. And down at Nowra today, race 5, number 2, Art of Excellence.
All right, so there you go. How's your record been going? I backed one last week.
We got 1 out of 3 last week.
Yeah, 1 out of 3 last week, so not too bad. Didn't get unders this time too, so I was very happy with that. 13.53.53 is the open line number. Time now for the news on the new time for the Big Sports Breakfast weekend. Remember, we're on 7 till 10 now. After our 8 o'clock news, it is Peter Peters. We'll have Debbie Kapitas, part owner of Winx. Phil Moss with all the latest in the world of football. And the Event Cinemas quiz, which, little score update there on Raymond.
6-1.
6-1.
I'm Kim Cartwright. Victoria's Parliamentary Speaker and Deputy Speaker jobs are up for grabs after MPs Telmo Langwila and Don Nardella resigned from their posts. Former Speaker Telmo Langwila claimed $37,000 in second residence allowances while living on the coast south of Melbourne instead of his western suburbs electorate. Deputy Speaker Don Nardella was also found to have claimed about $100,000 in allowances for living an hour from his Melton electorate in Ocean Grove since April 2014. The RSL's New South Wales Council has agreed to stand aside amid an ongoing expenses scandal. The decision comes a month after 9 state council members were charged by the RSL's national body over an alleged cover-up of a misuse of funds. A man who stabbed a Melbourne Good Samaritan after he came to the aid of a woman in distress remains on the run. The 24-year-old victim had just finished work at a nearby South Bank restaurant on Friday night when he tried to help a woman being attacked on the Yarra Promenade. Overseas, and a man has driven a car into pedestrians in a central square in the German city of Heidelberg, injuring 3 people, then fled and was shot after being tracked down by police. One of the 3 people hit outside the bakery was seriously injured. A terrorist background is not suspected and the man appears to have acted alone. An Indonesian woman accused of involvement in the murder of Kim Jong-un's brother says she was paid around $100 to act in what she believed was just a prank. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield-Hayes has more.
The Indonesian deputy ambassador to Malaysia says the 25-year-old woman repeated she had no idea she was taking part in an attack on Kim Jong-nam, but thought it was a prank for a television show. She told the diplomat she had been approached by a man who called himself James. Malaysian police believe the man named James is really a North Korean called Ri Ji-yu. He is one of 7 North Koreans wanted by the police for possible involvement in the murder of Kim Jong-nam. On Friday, police revealed that traces of VX nerve agent had been found on Kim Jong-nam's body after he died. VX is the most deadly nerve agent ever created.
White House spokesperson Sean Spicer has been forced to defend a ban on some media from attending an informal press briefing with no reason given. The news outlets denied access include the BBC, CNN and the New York Times. When asked why some were excluded, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said it was his decision to expand the pool of reporters.
CNN and the New York Times not in here right now because you're unhappy with their reporting.
No,
why are they not in here?
Because we had a pool and then we expanded it. We added some folks to come cover it.
But there's not room for all that.
It was my decision to decide, to expand the pool.
Yeah. The president said that in DPAC, we're going to do something about it in reference to the stories that he is saying are false by the New York Times and CNN and others What is he talking about there?
Well, I mean, I think we're going to aggressively push back. We're just not going to sit back and let, you know, false narratives, false stories, inaccurate facts get out there.
Also in news, former Wallabies international James O'Connor has spent the night in a Paris cell after being arrested on suspicion of attempting to buy cocaine. This is AIR News. Perth Glory has rocketed to third on the A-League table after a hard-fought 2-0 win over a weary Western Sydney Wanderers last night. Chris Harold scored his second goal of the season, courtesy of a deflection off Wanderers defender Robert Cornthwaite. The second goal coming in the 94th minute. The gutsy win extending Glory's unbeaten streak to 4 matches, lifting the club ahead of both Melbourne City and Brisbane Roar with 6 rounds to play before the finals. Australia's Emily Little has grabbed gold in the gymnastics floor event at the World Cup in Melbourne. The London Olympian somersaulted her way to success with a winning score of 13.4 ahead of fellow Aussie Georgia Goodwin, who claimed silver, with young Chinese gymnast Tingting Lu taking the bronze. In the men's event, Japan's Kenzo Shirai edged out Australian champion Chris Remkes for the top spot on vault, and on men's horizontal bar, the clean lines and high releases of Japan's Kenzo Shirai wowed for gold, while Australia's Mitchell Morgan took silver. In Super Rugby, the Western Force yesterday maintained their recent tradition of making life tough for the New South Wales Waratahs, leading the home team 13-9 at half-time. The Tars fought back to win the first round clash 19-13, and the Force have a short turnaround before a home game with the Reds in Perth on Thursday. Finally, in cricket, Australia won the first test in India by 333 runs. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Chardonnay. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Mortgage House can help you lower your monthly home loan repayments in 2017. Switch to Mortgage House, consolidate your debts into one account and save. Call 133-144. There's been an accident involving a truck in Castle Hill on Showground Road. It is closed in both directions between Britannia Road and Rowellan Avenue. Diversions are in place. Watch out for a fallen sign in Cherrybrook on New Line Road near Boundary Road that has one southbound and one northbound lane closed. An accident in Moorbank on Newbridge Road at Nowara Road has 2 westbound lanes out of action, and it's very heavy into the international terminal. Spend less time with the ciggies and more time with the family. After all, what's more important? Quit smoking today. For more support, visit iCanQuit.com.au today. I'm Jess Capalupa on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Yeah, cloudy and a 90% chance of showers today. I think they've started already. Heavy at times. The chance of a thunderstorm. Wind southerly.
You almost got that right.
Wind southerly, 15 to 20 kilometres of reach. All right. Near the coast, turning east to southeasterly during the hour. I've come in a very good mood here, given the extra hour of sleep.
You're bouncing.
Things can change very quickly. So just be careful, everyone.
Yeah, we don't want that.
During the afternoon already. 90% chance of rain. 8 to 25 millimetres of rain. It's 23 anyway. Now, what about... What about it, Cronulla, Raymond?
Down your part of the world where
Coonabarra
the Smith Mansion is. Currently 19 degrees. Good morning, lovely Tracy down there. Current temperature in Cronulla, 19. Out at Coonabarra, Jimmy, it's currently 18, heading for a top temperature of 29 degrees with some rain.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
The Man Shake helped me lose weight, and now I have more energy to be a better dad.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
It is truly magical thoroughbred Able Friend going to win the Champions Mile in an absolute hand canter. That's the world's best.
Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan, Korea.
The best of Asian racing.
Live and exclusive to Sky Racing.
And then came Flying Artie, the capitalist, the Magic Millions winners, drawn clear in the slipper. Yankee Rose home into second. The capitalist takes it out. Capitalist by a half length to Yankee Rose.
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, Mulgoa Road, Penrith. Here's your hosts, Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas.
Big hour coming up. Peter Peters, Debbie Kapitas, Phil Mosca-Peters, and Richie Kapitas all coming up this hour, and the Event Cinemas quiz as well. Now, we'll have Zorbon very shortly too. Given the start of the... I mean, all the stuff we've talked about in the first hour, cricket and racing, that's fantastic. But the rugby league's around the corner.
It is.
Going to be a huge season. Massive season. Lots of big stories evolving. And the big stories, of course, are going to take place on the field. There's so many bylines about how teams perform, how players perform, what's going to happen to the respective individuals associated with them, either from a playing or coaching point of view, and it's unfolding into a fabulous season. Had they launched down in Martin
How
Place during the week? No, I wasn't there. But
where were you, Jim Smith?
Wasn't there, but I tell you what, the fans were there, the captains were there, the collective bargaining agreement's getting closer to being completed as well. So there's lots of big issues in the game of rugby league. We'll have them all covered throughout the course of this year. We've got our regulars back, Peter Peters and Dean Bulldog Ritchie, the number one writer from the Daily and Sunday Telegraph. And let's start with Zorb. We like to get him up nice and early. And as always, there are big issues around the game. And actually, we might put him on the spot today too and find out who his premiers are going to be, who his most losses is going to be. Not wooden spooners, most losses. And who he thinks are the players that are going to shine in 2017. Yeah, let's do that. He's on the line now. G'day, Zorb.
Morning, boys. Rugby league. You can smell it, can't you?
Good morning, Pete.
You've been doing it for so long, Zorb, as a player, as an administrator. Do you get a sense of that each year it gets bigger and bigger and it's more exciting? And I just seem to get that feeling. Do you have it?
Yeah, I do. I get it every year.
Yeah.
I'm blessed to spend all of my life in the game. People say, do you have any regrets about what you've done and what you want to do? And I say, no, not one day. And there's not many people can say that, but I can't give the game back what it's given to me, but I can love it, and I can talk about it, and I can dissect it, and I'm just excited about this year. I honestly think that it's going to be a changing of the guard. I think that the salary cap now just prevents clubs from reigning for too long.
Yeah.
Having said that, you know, Melbourne's presence in the big games every year and 66% plus for their coach, Craig Bellamy, you can count on them being there. But I see some of the top teams struggling this year, and I see a real change of the guard at the top.
Well, let's go straight into it. What are your predictions for 2017? Who will be premiers? Who will, as Jimmy said, get most losses? And
yes.
What about a Dally M prediction as well, Zorb?
Well, a Dally M comes down to a halfback, doesn't it? And the halfbacks that are durable and that are in a winning side. And, you know, he won it last year, Cooper Cronk. I wouldn't be surprised if he wins it again, albeit he's going to have a new 5-8 to play with this year. And that might take a little bit of gloss off him. But he's my top pick. Most losses, I don't think he can go past Newcastle. Their roster is not up to what the other clubs are, and I think they'll struggle again. But I think another team that'll struggle, and I can't see them making the eight. They're not in my eight. They've got some more spots than a Dalmatian in defence in the three players in Marshall, Hunt and Milford. And if they play them in the same back line, then I can see nothing but trouble for them. They need to have some smokies come through for them to compete in the big games. My changing the guard at the top, I think Penrith, Canberra, Parramatta, the Roosters definitely, and I know people are going to say I'm biased, and I am, but I like what I've seen at Manly. They're quietly going about their rebuild, and they're looking pretty good. That was a magnificent trial last week in Gosford between the Roosters and Manly, and I think both of those clubs have got the depth to make the eight.
Oh, I was at the Roosters season launch on Thursday, and Trent Robinson described a camp that he went on as the best he's ever been involved with in his time at the club. Now, they've been premiers, they've been minor premiers, so that's saying something. Can you give us a premier this far out, Zorb?
Well, if I was allowed to bet, and if I wanted to bet on it, I would go for Penrith. I think they've got the depth. And I think they're ready to come back. I think they've rebuilt well. They've got a coach that allows them to express themselves. I think they've got a superstar in Moylan. They've got so much talent coming through. They don't know what to do. They're trying to offload some of their star players now because they've got so many good juniors coming through. And any club with any money can pick up an international player out of Penrith at the moment that they would welcome into their back line.
Your thoughts on, you know, they've already shown Benny Barber the door, or he's taken the door, and then Jarryd Hayne comes out and says, you know what, I might have some things that I want to achieve elsewhere. And it angers me that these people keep taking pot shots at the game that's given them so much.
Yeah, me too. Shut the door. I don't think we want them in the game. If they want, you know, we're not a fullback game. We're a great game.
That's
and,
right.
And I think both Hayne and Barber, I mean, who would they be without the game of rugby league? Both
correct.
Magnificent players. Benny Barber, I mean, what is he about? He's had that many chances in the game. Then he wins the competition. Then he goes and gets on cocaine, gets caught, and then wants to whinge about not having any money in the bank. Well, what have you been doing, son, other than doing the wrong thing in your game? You know, I say shut the door, don't come back. And Hayne is the most annoying player in the game now, brilliant player, but all he does is talk about, oh, you know, I miss Parramatta and the Titans are paying him a mozza, and, oh, I don't know if I'm going to stay in the game after this year. Well, go now, mate. Go to France and have a snail singer and leave us alone.
Well, Neil Henry must shake his head every time he comes out with a new statement. You never hear it publicly, but it'd be frustrating from a coaching point of view.
Oh, it must be terrible. And for those other players to say, well, he doesn't really embrace us. He doesn't really want to be with us. We're a fallback spot. Because he couldn't make it in the NFL, he's come back here. He couldn't go to his beloved Parramatta because they'd cheated too much. And he ends up on the Gold Coast, and they adore him there, and yet there's no love back.
You'd just love to see him just play football, wouldn't you, Sorb, and just get on with it. Hey, Sorb, James McManus, this is a landmark case that Jimmy was talking about earlier. I asked Jimmy whether this potentially could, I guess, open up a can of worms in some respects. He's taking legal action against the Newcastle Knights over the handling of his concussion cases, etc. What's your take on it, Sorb?
Oh, I think it's a massive issue for the game. I mean, how far back do we go? I mean, do we go back to blokes like Max Krillich, who got belted out of the game? I remember saying to Max, leave your boots in the dressing room at Shark Park. He'd been knocked out three games in a row. And I know Mario Fenech suffered the same issues in the game. How far do we go back? Do we go back to the 50s, the 60s, the 70s? You know, if I suddenly get, you know, dementia and Alzheimer's and everything else, do I blame it on the game that I love that gave me so much? The players have to sign a waiver.
Yeah.
I mean, the Jay McManus case, is interesting because he works for the club in sales. And he's actually suing his current employer. I don't know where it goes. We don't play with protective helmets like they do in the NFL. It's a massive issue in the NFL.
Yes.
We've spoken about it for a couple of years, and now it's reared its head. I'm not surprised that it's happened, and I know for a fact that there are lots of cases. Well, when I say lots of cases, I'd say a multitude of them, probably a half a dozen or more, already sitting on the desk of the boss of the NRL.
And I think it's a lot different to the NFL case where they actually... they hid evidence to suggest that there was a concern around that, hid that from players and encouraged players to knock each other out. Whereas I think in the league, they've been very open about the dangers and about letting players back on and so forth. So, but I agree, Zorb, we've all been to reunions and you see players and you think, oh, gee, isn't it sad? Yeah, isn't it sad what's happened there? Yeah.
And that's why I applaud the men of the league and what they do. And I hope that there's going to be... I don't know. I think it's going to have to be written into contracts that... you know, you play the game, but you can't have any action after you retire. You know, unless you obviously flag it before the end of your career.
Well, James Graham came out at the time and said, "Look, this is what I want to do," and everyone laughed at him at the time and said he's wrong. And I don't think he's wrong at all. I think if you put your hand up and say, "Hey, you know, I'm prepared to take that risk," then you should be open to it. Hey, it's time for a zapper.
Yeah. Well, look. I've had a real good study of round one, and I'm confident I can get some money for the men of the league. I've got four zappers.
Let's go, Zorb.
I want to roll into one.
The Sharks
to beat the Broncos. I think the Sharks will come back a little bit better than the Broncos. I didn't like the Broncos against Warrington. Incidentally, Warrington got beaten yesterday in the Super League after beating the Broncos. I think the Sharks will bounce back.
Yeah.
I think that's a great signing, the big tall winger from the Canberra Raiders.
Edric Lee.
Edric Lee's a great he had a shocking end of season last year game, but
yep.
he'll be good for the Sharks. I like the Panthers to smash the Dragons, who will battle with Newcastle for the spoon. The Roosters, who have been very impressive, I think they'll beat the Titans, and I think the Warriors will show the Knights that they've got a long way to go. So they're my zappers. Sharks into the Panthers, into the Roosters, into the Warriors. It'll return a good return for a small outlay, and let's kick off the season with a win.
With a four-leg multi, and they're all at the line?
Yep, all at the line.
Yeah, I know you like doing it at the line. So that's Cronulla, they can barely split them, but $1.80 at the plus 1.5. Then you go to Penrith, minus 7.5 against the Dragons. I don't think that's enough, so I'm with you there. This is interesting. The Roosters, minus 2.5. No problem there for the Gold Coast. The Warriors, minus 16.5 against Newcastle over there in New Zealand, though. So there you go.
They'll come out of the block strong, the Warriors, but they'll fade late again.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you on that one either. Good on you, Zorb. We've got to fly, mate. We'll look forward to having your input every Sunday.
Good to talk, boys. Have
See
a
you,
great
Pete.
Show.
There he is. Peter Peters is giving us a...
Good to have him back, isn't it?
Oh, it's great.
Good to have him back.
His thoughts on Ray. I tell you what, you don't always have to agree with him, but he's always got a strong opinion.
Compelling
and
listening.
That's what we appreciate. 1353-53, the open line number. A break, and back with Debbie Kapitas.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops,
Ty England,
we're with the new black
good
run. Finish out soon.
Still got a little bit alone if you've got to relax a little bit more.
Jason Collett, just a shadow. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off.
Yeah, good run.
Aussie company since 2007.
Still got a little bit alone if you've got to relax a little bit more. Going to see my grandmother.
Jason Collett, just a shadow.
Had a chase down Chingwood. Felt like I was home by 50.
Corey Brown, wouldn't it be nice?
It would be nice. No, you went okay, mate. It's probably the wrong blow, those horses, but we know why he's back.
In box on again. Tim Clark, Chetwood.
Yeah, he struggled a bit very early, and then probably struggled to handle the heavy conditions in the 600 awards.
Brendan Abdallah, new Tipperary.
Yes, Mum.
Yeah, I thought his jumper was okay. Looked like travelled for a part of the race, and then seen up, I was off the road chasing, so be back not too far as possible.
Tommy Berry, Lieber.
Yeah, he's just going for emotions at the moment. Washer, dryer, or dishwasher, and they're top brands.
End of summer deals at Bingley.
They're hot and they won't last long.
This is a reminder, Jim, that spots are closing for Ambassador Travel's upcoming Kentucky Derby Tour. Join our good friend Greg Radley for what is shaping up as a trip of a lifetime. The Kentucky Derby, run at Churchill Downs, is the most exciting 2 minutes on the North American racing calendar. You'll visit Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and then trips to Coolmore, that's where American Pharoah is,
right.
Dali, and Windstar Studs now locked in. Afterwards, why not head
Ty
south
England,
and take in Nashville,
good run.
Memphis, and New
he's
Orleans.
Still got a little bit to learn, he's just got to relax a little bit more, but it's good to see him make ground today.
Jason Collett, just a shadow.
Had a chase down Cheatwood, felt like I was home at the 50. Jeez, they come pretty quick.
Corey Brown, wouldn't it be nice?
It would be nice. No, he ran okay, mate. Look, he's probably a run below those horses, but with no weight on his back. He boxed on okay.
Tim Clark, Chetwood.
Yeah, he travelled a bit free early and then probably struggled to handle the heavy conditions from the 600 awards.
Brendan Abdallah, new Tipperary.
Oh, yeah, I thought his jump was okay. Look, I travelled for a part of the race and then second up, I was off the road chasing, so to be beaten not too far is positive.
Tommy Berry, Lieber.
Yeah, he's just going for the motions at the moment. I'm not sure where he is.
I guess what the point there is that every time she races now, she's breaking the records of the all-time greats, and she's in that pantheon now, isn't she?
Undoubtedly.
I wonder what... If that sort of sunk into off the running rail lead Debbie from Kapitas, who's been good enough to join us. Debbie, good morning. Congratulations on yesterday. And how does it feel, Debbie, to own a mare who is now becoming one of the all-time...
Relax a little bit more, but it's good to see him make ground today.
Jason Collett, just a shadow.
Had a chase down Cheatwood. Felt like I was home at the 50. Jeez, they come pretty quick.
Corey Brown, wouldn't it be nice?
It would be nice. No, he ran okay, mate. Look, he's probably the run below those horses, but with no weight on his back. He boxed on okay.
Tim Clark, Chetwood.
As the years go on, it's very... humbling. It's lovely. It gives you a warm and fuzzy feeling.
Speaking of what was talked about, Debbie, what was happening on the round table discussion? What was your input about whether Winx should run or not?
I was afraid to ring Chris all morning. I thought, no, I'm not going to wait. I'm going to wait to see if he rings me. The day had been built up so much around Winks that you just think, look, how do you not run her?
Ty England, A-Rod?
Yeah, good run. He's still got a little bit to learn. He's just got to relax a little bit more, but it's good to see him make ground today.
Jason Collett, Test of Shadow.
Had a chase down Cheatwood. Felt like I was home at the 50. Jeez, they come pretty quick.
Corey Brown, wouldn't it be nice?
It would be nice. No, he ran okay, mate. Look, he's probably a run below those horses, but with no weight on his back. And he boxed on okay.
Tim Clark, Chetwood.
Yeah, he travelled a bit free early and then probably struggled to handle the heavy conditions from the 600 onwards.
Britain Abdullah, new Tipperary.
Yeah, I thought his run was okay. Look, I travelled for a part of the race and then second half I was off the broader chase, and so to be beaten not too far is positive.
Tommy Berry, Liebaz.
Yeah, he's just going for the motions at the moment. I'm not sure where he's.
I saw your face afterwards. It was almost, you know, thank God that race is over, we move on. But yesterday, there was genuine emotion, not only in your face, you were a bit teary, other owners as well. Was that all because of that pressure of whether you were going to run, whether you do run, finally a decision is made, you run and she comes out and wins again? Or was it more about that pressure building up and an emotional release after the race?
Look, no, it was the relief of her being safe. We kept her record going. Yeah, I know you shouldn't worry about that, but you do.
Hugh Bowman, Omei Sword.
Well, yeah, terrific run. She really didn't appreciate the conditions, so given that, I couldn't have been happier.
Josh Parr, Global Glamour.
Was never completely comfortable on the heavy ground. I thought it was a tough effort to hold on for third, considering I was beaten a long way from home.
Tommy Berry, Fox Play.
It would have liked to be a bit closer in the run, but she just didn't travel early in it. So I just had to grab hold of her and bring her back a bit to get her travelling, and she just feels like she's looking for a mile now.
Glenn Schofield, Libertone.
I thought she ran quite well today. She toughed it out, but she was strong through the line, even though she didn't sort of threaten the front end of the race, but good effort.
Brenton Abdullah, Suzanne.
Yeah, look, I was happy with the run we had. Travelled up as if I was going to go with the first three, but she just bombed down on that track from the film.
Tim Clark, Zenalicious.
I thought it was a bit of an improvement. She's still got a good bit of improvement still left in her.
Just didn't handle it today. She travelled well the first half of the race. As soon as the pressure came on, she was off.
Jay Ford, Pumpkin Pie.
She floundered throughout. I was a beaten horse at probably the half mile.
Ty England, French Fern.
Jumped good, travelled well, but as soon as they quickened a little bit, head started bobbing. Didn't handle it.
So, look, it's in the lap of the gods. This year we know she's racing in Australia. We know she's racing to go for the Cox Plate. I really aren't planning much past that for the moment.
Isn't that great news for Australian race fans? We can't wait, Debbie, until March 18, Golden Slipper Day, when Winks races next. It's just a thrill every time she goes around. And thanks so much for joining us this morning, Debbie.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
There she is, Debbie Caputis, part owner of Winks. Oh, wow, what a thrill.
It's amazing. She is incredible.
It's life-changing in many ways.
For her, and for people watching, the race fans, you're watching history, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. Very exciting. Up next, Phil Moss.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. At Mulgar Road, Penrith.
Look, his chauffeur-driven limousine has just dropped him off here at the studio.
Security guards out the front.
Exactly. Heavily armed security guards out the front. And it's like, you know, Stuart Clark tells the story about Mahendra Singh Dhoni. He saw him he was just in the lobby of a hotel in India. And there's a bustle of 20 people came to him. And then they parted. And out of that middle of the people came Mahendra Singh Dhoni. Very similar to Phil Moss's entry here into the studios.
What a build-up, Phil.
Positive hit. The heavy conditions from the 600 onwards.
Britain Abdullah, new Tipperary.
Yeah, I thought his run was okay. Look, I travelled for a part of the race, and then second half I was off the bridle chase, and so to be beaten not too far is positive.
Tommy Berry, Lee Bass.
Yeah, he's just going for the motions at the moment.
And Melbourne City really stuck it to them in that first 25 minutes. Sydney weathered the storm, obviously the red card to Manny Muscat changed the dynamics of the game, and then Sydney do what they do, and they got an opportunity and made it count with the penalty, and off they went from there.
Can't wait for next Friday night. Now, the Big Blue was on Melbourne Victory, had that 2-1 win over Adelaide, sets up this big clash against Sydney FC.
That's right, Ray. It's pretty much the grand final of the Premiership, if you like. And we're blessed to have two quality sides that are within touching distance. I mean, you know, Sydney...
And great to watch, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They play a great brand of football, and that's... it didn't surprise me. Timmy Cale coming out last week and calling Sydney FC defensive. Geez, I wish I was a defensive coach with the best attack in the league. Look, two great sides. No doubt they'll go hammer and tong at each other. And it's all on the line for Melbourne Victory. I mean, Sydney will do what they do, but Melbourne Victory have to win this game if there's any chance of catching them for the Premier's plate.
Grand final preview, right?
Look, I'm not so sure, Jimmy. I think you've got to take the fact that Melbourne City on their day are capable of beating any team in this league. They've got an amazing attacking array of attacking talent. So if they get into the finals, which they will, Melbourne City, I think they're a big chance of going through to the big one as well. So I think it'll definitely be Sydney FC, and it'll either be one of the Melbourne sides, I think, in the decider.
What about the Wanderers now, Phil? Season high win over Sydney FC, two thumping losses subsequent, including the 2-0 loss in Perth. Where are they at?
All over the shop, really, Ray. It's been a disastrous... Let's stop short of disastrous. If they don't make the top six, it will be an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
If they do sneak in, then they're capable on their day of causing some waves in those finals. Mm-hmm. But so far, it's been a very, very disappointing season. There's been no consistency either on the pitch or on the team sheet, and that's one of the biggest things, I think. And I said at the start of the season, Tony Popovich has gone through 65 players in four seasons. That's coming back to bite him now, I think. Oh, it's got to create history in A-League terms of player turnaround.
Is it unwanted history? Do we find a positive to that, or is it all negative?
Well, I think the positive is he's won the Asian Champions League, he's won a premiership, and he's made three grand finals in four seasons. So he's got an amazing rap sheet without winning the grand final.
Yeah.
So that's the positive. The negative is I think the cumulative effect of that has finally caught up with him.
Mm. Right. Let's have a look at today's game, Newcastle versus Central Coast Mariners. Always spirited contest, no matter where they are on the table.
Hugh Bowman, no may sword.
Yeah, terrific run. She really didn't appreciate the conditions. So, given that, I couldn't have been happier.
Josh Parr, Global Glamour.
It was never completely comfortable on the heavy ground. I thought it was a tough effort to hold on for third, considering I was beaten a long way from home.
Tommy Berry, Fox Play.
Would have liked to be a bit closer in the run, but she just didn't travel early in it. So just had to grab hold of and bring her back a bit to get her travelling, and she just feels like she's looking for a mile now.
Glenn Schofield, Liberton.
I thought she ran quite well today. She toughed it out that she was strong through the line, even though she didn't sort of threaten the front end of the race, but good effort.
Brenton Avdullis, Azan.
Yeah, look, I was happy with the run we had. Travelled up as if I was going to go with the first three, which you just bottomed down that track from the film.
Tim Clark, Zenalicious.
I thought it was a bit of an improvement, and she's still got a good bit of improvement still left in her.
Just in handle today. She travelled well the first half of the race, but as soon as the pressure came on, she was off.
Jay Ford, Pumpkin Pie.
She floundered throughout. I was a beaten horse at probably the half mile.
Ty Anglin, French Fern.
Jumped good, travelled well, but as soon as they quickened a little bit, head started bobbing, didn't handle it.
But that's because Jimmy is ruthless.
No, I'm telling you, that's why I love him in film on this show.
No, it's not necessarily that. What are these big bodyguards doing coming in?
It's
a chance for him to look back. It's a special moment in time.
Jason Collett, Zambar.
Didn't work out after that.
Put a flat spot there when they quickened off the bend. She found the line really nice, so when she changed leads in the last furlong.
Corey Brown, flippant.
Broke her heart when the winner went, but she still ran good, but the winner just had such a great turn of foot on top of that ground.
Brenton Abdullah, Shillelagh.
Yeah, no, she ran okay. She probably just bottomed down on that ground marginally, but the winner sort of went slow and quickened off the bend, but she was good enough.
Jay Ford, I told Georgie.
Went a little bit keen in the run off the slow tempo, and then when asked for an effort, floundered in the ground.
Robert Thompson, Marley Rose.
Yeah, didn't handle it too good and outclassed.
Glenn Schofield, Danish Twist.
But tempo related, she fought me virtually the whole way and gave herself no chance.
you know, can make or break clubs, that. So I can understand that side of it. Just before I go, great to see you winning the case of beer at the moment, Ray.
No, he's not.
No, I'm miles
six
behind.
I'm 6-1 up, sadly.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'll go with Phil.
But I thought it was who finishes higher on the ladder.
Yeah. Oh, I'm 6 and Ray's 1.
Saudi, I'm off.
Oh, sorry. No, oh, sorry. What, that's the other bet we've had. Which Liverpool and Man United.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well done, Phil. Yeah. Oh, good on you. Okay.
Yeah, notch that one, Ray. Yeah. Hey, put that on the paper.
Carton of Crannies coming my way, hopefully, very shortly.
So do I help people like
Cathy O'Hara, Arctic Angel.
Between Ray and I. Yeah, solid effort from her. She gave a good kick at the top of the straight. Just was really tired the last 50 metres in the give-up in the conditions.
Q Bowman, Teaspoon.
Lost a lot with her. Excellent.
Corey Brown, Torval.
Ray's really good. Just didn't hit her going at all, going the first time out.
Tommy Berry, Savitiano.
Yeah, just wait till she gets back on a dry service. Travelled like the winner, but just couldn't let down on it.
Josh Parr, smooth landing.
Nice effort, considering first start on a bottomless track. Nice filly to look forward to.
Brenton Abdullah, exceeds.
I hated that ground. Look, I just rode it quiet, but I was beaten horse halfway around.
Ty England, Delago Thunder.
Out of the gates, inside all sort of took me out. I was on the back foot from then. Travelled into it nice, but it's just too heavy. Horse didn't get through it.
Christian Reith, greater good.
Skated on that ground, so if we give a run, she'll bounce back on a dry track.
Glenn Schofield, Melbourne.
Look, she travelled keenly and better today with the blinkers on, but didn't quite handle the track.
Jason Collett, Songlight.
Didn't go yard on the ground. No other excuses.
Our next caller, Tom, has something to say to a special loved one.
It's the horse, clearly innocent. Just love him. Backed him at the country championships at Royal Randwick in 2016. Weaved his way through traffic and raced straight into my heart.
Stunning, Tom. Yeah. It's easy to love a bet this autumn because we've got heart racing offers on all the country and provincial championship qualifiers. Bet you love that.
TAB. We love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Yeah, look, he wasn't sort of comfortable on that ground.
Wideline.
Never travelled like the winner until probably about the 150. And I thought I had him, and on that ground he just got a bit bogged down late when he got him.
Tim Clark, single bullet.
Yeah, really good effort, travelled up like the winner. Probably just that ground just negated his turn of foot. Really nice colt.
Tommy Berry, Eden Rock.
He's got me puzzled, this bloke. From the 600 to the 300, I thought I was going to run last, and then the last 300 he picked up and hit the line again. I just think he's very mature. He's got the ability there, but might not see it for a little bit.
Corey Brown, Drakkaris.
Run really good, but he just never handled the going, really. Best part of his race was the last 100.
Ty England.
Overall, I thought it was a good run. He didn't handle the going at all. Jumped reasonably well. Travelled only fair on the bridle. I was off the bit before the corner, but he actually stuck on well late.
Josh Parr, all day.
Why not? He's messing around with his tongue, and I've got a query that he might have got it back and choked down.
Jason Collett, Suffren.
Just on the ground of existing.
Robert Thompson, Efficient.
No, outclass.
A couple of months ago, and I accidentally come across a colt that it's by Manhattan Rain from She's Archie.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, Ray, would you be able to give me any information on it, or
I'll find out for you, Phil. We'll take your number. Manhattan Rain, of course, is the sire of She Will Reign, and She's Archie chased home the great Mackay B. Diva in a Melbourne Cup, Jimmy. So
it's interesting that you mentioned that part, Ray, because I actually back She's Archie.
Okay.
And I don't know if you ever get a chance to have a look at that race again on film, but she followed Maccabee Diva, mm-hmm. just about for half the race, and when they come around the corner in that race, Maccabee Diva got a fantastic run through, and she got held up at the top of the straight, and she was about 8 lengths behind her at the top of the straight, and she ran her to about, I'm not sure, it was about a length.
Magnificent effort, yeah. Great ride, G Boss on Maccabee Diva, wasn't it, Phil?
So, yeah. Oh, it was a fantastic ride by Bossy, but I've always had a bit of interest in her, you know, and I was just wondering how I could find out whether she's actually raced, or it's a colt actually,
okay.
whether he's racing or you know, whether he hasn't come through yet, but he was sired 2 years ago.
I'll find out for you, Phil, and we'll let you know as soon as possible.
Thanks for that.
Good on you, Phil. Thanks so much, appreciate Phil. That call. Hi, boys. Love the 7 o'clock time slot. What about Michelle Payne, sacked on Melbourne Cup winner Prince of Penzance last year after her unbelievable win in 2015? Regards, Rob.
Good point.
Great nomination. Great nomination. We do appreciate that. Now, Paul is on the line. Wants to have a chat. G'day, Paul.
Hey, Jim. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Paul.
You guys are a good mix on the team, and you go very well there.
Oh, thanks, Paul.
Yeah, look, get Paul, we do out, enjoy of prize. Get Paul out of prize. Yeah. Effective immediately.
Cream of Country 2017. Come on, Paul.
Done.
Okay, famous sackings. Yep. You two are too young for this, but in 1971, the Australian cricket captain got sacked.
Bill Laurie.
Bill Laurie.
Remember it well.
Bill Laurie.
I don't remember it well, but do know about it, yeah.
Not only sacked as captain, but the captain that got sacked from the team.
That's right, yeah.
And I think he heard on the radio, didn't he?
He wasn't told.
He did.
That's right,
Jim.
Yeah.
Really he did. Yeah. I was only a young schoolboy at the time, but I can tell you it was front page news.
Yeah.
In more recent times, I think Penrith showing Ivan Cleary the door was another one, and you may have already had that, but...
No,
as a St George supporter, I'll be quite happy if he lobs up at our place in 2018.
He's a good coach in waiting, isn't he, Ivan Cleary? You know,
absolutely.
Mm. Yeah.
One last thing, guys. Can't you be one good news story about a rugby league player instead of the bum stories that are out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My wife works in a national flight attendant with Qantas, and she had Cooper Cronk on the plane in 2015.
Uh-huh.
And what he did for a young boy in that plane, he didn't have to do. Like, it was his birthday, and I just mentioned to him, there's a young boy at the back of the plane who's a... rugby league fanatic, if you're going past. And he went, no, let's do it now. And he went down and sat with the kid for about 4 or 5 minutes. Mm. Oh, I said, if you see the look on that young boy's face, so I just want to say he's a great ambassador for the game, Cooper Cronk.
You know,
and
what,
I'm a St George supporter. Yeah.
You know what, Paul, why does that not surprise us?
Nah.
Cooper Cronk, he's that, nah. that sort of a gentleman.
He is an absolute standout, in a competition of standouts, and I mean that quite seriously. He is just brilliant, generous with his time, thoughtful with his answers, considerate with everything that he does, and just so happens to be a brilliant, hard-working footballer.
Yeah.
So,
good call, Paul. He's in the running, Jim.
He's in the running. Paul, definitely in the running. You've got the one CD. Be very surprised if you get anything more. But anyway, you just never know on this program, Paul.
Thanks, guys.
You just never know. We appreciate your call.
Good on you.
Yeah, and by the way, the person who's loving the 7 o'clock time slot, not the only one. hi, boys. Have you got the scores for the Sheffield Shield and go the Roosters? Mick of Bathurst. Yeah, so just having a look at that, Raymond. Mm-hmm. Scores in this Victoria versus Western Australian game. Jason Berendorf is just coming back from injury. 9 for 37.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
9 for 37. New South Wales also in action. They're playing down at Wollongong. Can you believe it? Come on down to Wollongong. 253 all out. New South Wales, Tasmania, none for 40 in reply.
And Cowan got another 100, didn't he?
And EM Cowan, 115. EJM Cowan, 115. Margaret's on the line. G'day, Margaret.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Margaret.
I can't wait for Sundays to come to be on your show. I love it.
Love it when you ring in, Margaret. We always do.
Compliments will get you everywhere.
I know. That's right. Well, I'd like to say the business about Robbie Waterhouse and the fine cotton business. You know, when they swapped horses?
Yes.
I think that's a naughty, isn't it?
I don't think there's any doubt about that, Margaret. Absolutely. So, what's up, Ray? You okay?
I'm just looking at the questions for Event Cinema's quiz.
You know what you've done there?
I'm trying to get a head start.
The grenade's in and you've just fallen on it. What courage, Ray. We really appreciate it. That's right. Time now for the Event Cinema's quiz, okay? So call now. 13:53:53. Just a little score update on that one, Raymond.
It's one to me.
There's another carton of beer on that.
6 to you.
That's right, 6-1. So if you want to play for Raymond or play for myself and you get yourself a double movie pass, courtesy of Event Cinemas at Parramatta. And by the way, Prakash...
is he listening?
Couldn't make it to the lunch on Friday, which was disappointing. But anyway...
Is word coming through, Jim Smith?
Yeah. Apparently a long overdue service of the popcorn machine. So that's what he had on the Friday. Very busy with that. But call now if you'd like to be a part of the quiz. 13:53:53.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
My husband lost his beer gut and now is happier and healthier than ever, thanks to the Man Shake.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
Hi, this is Greg Radley reminding you to get in quick as spots are closing for our upcoming Kentucky Derby Tour. The Kentucky Derby run at Churchill Downs is the most exciting 2 minutes on the North American racing calendar. Peter Harney and his team at Ambassador Travel have also locked in visits to the big studs, Coolmore, Darley and Windstar. And afterwards, why not head south to take in Nashville, Memphis and New Orleans? This really is shaping up as a trip of a lifetime. Go to ambassadortravel.com.au or call 1-800-777-989.
For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. What man, Jimmy Smith? The man from Mazda.
And by the way, the great people at Penrith Mazda are our show sponsors.
They are.
We love them. So, and we love the BT50 and we love the guys from Penrith and girls from Penrith Mazda Centre.
I can endorse them. They'll do you a good deal. Penrith Mazda Centre is family owned and operated with the best selection and the best prices on all new Mazdas, including the BT50. The BT50 range gives you more grunt, more torque, and more comfort. So come and see the BT50 specialists at the Mazda Ute Centre Penrith with over 40 BT50s on display at Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program, quiz time, and we've got our two contestants, Jeff and Jake. So Jeff is on the line, he's going to go first, and you're playing, well you're not playing for me, you're playing for yourself, Jeff, but gee, it'd be nice if you had a little win.
Jeff might think he's on a winning side here.
Yeah, let's hope so. G'day Jeff.
Morning boys, how are you?
Good
morning,
yeah, really Jeff. Well mate, you all set?
Yes, ready to go.
Okay, let's go. Question one. Who did Sydney FC play in the A-League on Friday night? Was it the Brisbane Roar, the Wellington Phoenix, or Melbourne City?
Melbourne City.
Nice work. Who do the Warriors play in round one of the NRL this year? Is it the Seagulls, the Panthers, or the Knights?
The Knights.
Solid start,
isn't it? Very solid. There's a real pattern in these quizzes, though. And if
you win.
besides that pattern, there's another pattern. And the other pattern
question
is
number three.
Jeremy. Yeah, Jeremy's, you know, the first two questions.
Good luck with this, Jeff.
And then you get something like this, Jeff. In which month of 2017 will the Badminton Certimen Cup be held? Is it May, June, or July?
Ah, jeez. I'll go July.
And it's obvious.
Where does Jeremy find this?
You know, what you've got to do, that you'd read real open space for when that Certimen Cup can be put on. And badminton officials are always racking their brains about when to put it on.
Just
and they've decided that
May
is May the best.
I want to find
you
out
know what,
the
show, future of,
where Jeremy finds
the,
these.
The future of badminton is secure, Ray. You know that.
I didn't know it was in trouble. All right, okay, so it's two to tie. Three to beat. I've got Jake on the line. Jake, good morning.
Go, Ray.
Best of luck, Jake. I've got faith in you, mate. Here we go. Question number one. Who do the Central Coast Mariners play in the A-League today? Is it the Newcastle Jets, Perth Glory, or Adelaide United?
I think it's Newcastle.
Solid start, Jake. Jake's in the game here. Question number two. Who do the Sharks play in round one of the NRL this year? Can't wait for this. The Raiders, the Broncos, or the Dragons?
Broncos.
Yes. Go, Jake. Here we go. Question number three.
Tiebreaker here.
Producer Jeremy at his best here. Good luck with this one, Jake. In which month of 2017 will the Southeast Asian Games be held? Is it August, September, or October?
August.
Jake, spot on.
No
didn't even
way.
Blink an eye. But that's outstanding.
Jake, are you some sort of Southeast Asian Games aficionado or something?
I never miss it, Jimmy.
Did you even know they were on, Jake? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Fantastic.
Well done, Jake.
Can we've got okay. You've got the
got
double pass from Event Centre. We've got to send out some. Have we got a cap or a CD?
Do you like country music, Jake?
Oh, not really.
What about Barry Gibb?
Yeah, one of the greats.
Okay, there you go.
Jake, are you available every Sunday morning for your own segment?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jake, you ring up next Sunday. I want to have you on board again, but we'll send you out the events in the quiz and Barry Gibb for you, Jake. Good on you, mate.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jake.
I'm reasonably competitive and I like winning, but I'm prepared to give up a point for Jake, some of those things that
he had. How quick was he? Bang, bang, bang.
Very good. Yeah, he never misses the Southeast Asian Games. And why would you? Such a sporting carnival.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Well, by popular demand, he's back, Dean Bulldog Ritchie, with all the latest in the world of rugby league. And it's going to be, as we mentioned earlier with Zorb, it's a very full season that's coming up. We've got an enormous State of Origin series, 2 games in Queensland this year. They'll be up at Kingscliff. There's speculation they're going to be at Star in Sydney when they're in this area. And Dean Ritchie with all the latest news in the game, and especially around Origin time, gets all the good oil there. So it's great to welcome him back for the start of the 2017 season. G'day, Dino.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray. Great to be back.
Dino, good on you,
mate. How you been? How do you spend a rugby league off season? Just out of interest.
We don't side him.
No.
Never side off Nobbies over summer.
Well, it's funny, guys. We do get good holidays because of the hours we work. So we get about 6 weeks, 3 days annual leave. But really, these days, guys, in the old days, it was pretty much once that siren sounded the grand final, that was it for rugby league.
Out of there.
It just doesn't stop these days. There's always something going on. Mm. I know the Telegraph, we have 1-2 pages virtually every day through the off-season with signings or, you know, someone misbehaving or someone moving clubs. So, look, it just never ends. It pretty much is now 52 weeks of the year. There's always something happening in rugby league.
Mm, absolutely. All right, well, give us some news too. You've got some news. What's happening from Manly's point of view?
Yeah, just a bit of news on big Tommy Trbojevic. Spoke to him during the week, guys. He's overcome that injury which plagued him last season. He reckons he can get faster. He's also put on 4 to 5 kilos. Mm. So what we saw last year from Tommy T, we can expect even better this year. I think you'll find he'll be in State of Origin somehow, some way, more than likely on the wing, provided, of course, his form in the early rounds is strong. But this bloke is going to be a superstar, and I think he's going to be bigger and faster this year. So I think we can really expect some big things from this kid. And he's only 20 years old, Trbojevic. He's probably got another 12, 13 years in this game. I think he's going to go down as one of the greats by the time he finishes. He's a good level-headed kid too, guys. He's been brought up well by his father, and of course his brother plays. His younger brother is coming through the Manly ranks as well. Ben, they say, he's as good as both of them.
Wow.
So the Trbojevic name, I think you'll find, will be around Brookvale for many years to come.
I'd say his mum had something to do with it as well too. I'll throw her in there. Just on that, we had Zorba give us his Dally M player. There's three guys I would like to nominate. I think Tedesco will be very strong. I think Mitchell Pearce will be very strong this year. And the other guy is the one Dino just mentioned, Tom Trbojevic.
Matty Moylan.
At fullback. Yeah, Matty Moylan's another one. You can't have them all, though, I suppose. $26 chance at tab.com.au, Roman.
Yeah, that's fair enough, too. Hey, Dino, you got some news on Ryan Hoffman as well.
Yeah, he's been told during the week, there's a bit of a strange one, Ray, that he's unwanted next year from the Warriors. He'll play there this year. I think he was a little bit taken back. Hoffy, good fellow, and whatever, resentment he had, he certainly kept within to get on with this season, but he does want to play on again next year. Look, it wouldn't surprise me if he ducks back to Melbourne for a swan song. He's very close to the Storm playing group, and of course Craig Bellamy. It wouldn't also surprise me, guys, if St George make a dash at him. He's just what they need. Look, he's got a lot of experience. Ryan Hoffman played a lot of test matches, and of course at Origin level. The timing was a little surprising that you'd tell him now, but look, I guess it works both ways. If you don't tell a player now, then they can complain saying there's no clubs left if they tell you late in the year. But yeah, watch for the Storm and the Dragons have a bit of a dab at Hoffman. He does want to play one more year, but it certainly won't be over there at the Warriors.
I actually think they've done the right thing by the player. Remember, yeah, they've got Torhu Harris coming. And Ryan Hoffman, he'd be on about 600, I think, which is a lot of money to pay a guy who's mid-30s now.
Towards the end of his career. Yeah,
towards the end. And Melbourne would be a much better fit for him than the Dragons, if the money was right.
Bellamy, et cetera.
Well, you post-football.
Yep.
Post-football career, I think. That'd be interesting. Just on that salary cap, I know all the captains were together before the launch of the season, Dino, and they're talking about, look, a lot of the stuff they're looking at is non-financial, but I reckon...
Jesus, maybe we need to have that Caulfield stuff back in there.
...to all the clubs.
Yeah. Everyone's desperate. Here's your chance.
No. No, thanks.
Hello.
Have you been watching the program? They just played back-to-back China promos.
What's that, mate?
They just played back-to-back China promos. Did you see them?
No, we missed them.
She tipped five in a row the other day.
Well, Duff went missing for a few minutes, so we know what's happened there.
What's happened there? How long's that been raining for?
All night.
Oh, shit. You're in trouble, aren't you?
All night.
What have you got yourself out today, running?
They've rated it a soft five.
Look,
as I said, it was hoped that it would be...
I'm dirty getting back that shotgun roulette at $8 on the other night. When we're looking at it, it's in the five.
It's just starting these off now. It's been on it. We've had some pretty heavy storms through the night.
Shit.
And we got
Let's look at this rundown. We've got all the Melbourne races. I thought we were only doing the Group 1s and the Group 2, so we've... I think there's been a change there.
Yeah, Waller-Wilkes, that's good, yeah. That's the overlay in the... Greg?
What I'm saying is because
they've been... Mate, I don't know if you saw, if you got a copy of the rundown, but I put him in the first segment, footage of Waller walking the track yesterday. You know how he went out after the fourth race and walked it, and there was all the suspense, everyone was hyping up.
Yeah.
So that's in there just because I thought, because we've only got the one race in the first segment, maybe we can talk
now,
about
just before you go on, Nick, guys, you've got down here the Mornington Cup preview, the Zenitive, the Autumn Classic, the Angus Armour. Asco, we're not showing them.
No, mate, we don't know how that got in there. We just spoke to Nick, he's going to get rid of it.
Are they just there as a backup?
We're showing the Blue Diamond when we do the 2-2-year-old races in Sydney.
Yep.
And then we're showing the Futurity, the Oakley Plate and the Peter Young, and that's it.
Yeah. If they do show anything else, it's got to be the call. We've got to have it with the call, because I haven't studied them at all.
NRL opener Thursday night.
Hey, stop raining.
Here comes the winner.
And Topcat's in the second segment, is he? Second or third?
Topcat's second segment.
How many winners did he ride? Three.
Third segment.
Did he ride three winners?
In the third segment, Dabney, is it?
Yeah, he rode three. He rode Dark Eyes in the last two. I think you'll find Cruella. Albeit they've got a few problems themselves.
I think they'll be too strong. Can we crank up the air conditioning?
Dabbing in the third segment, is it?
Look, every year the challenge is there. Just for the record, guys, I think Canberra will win the comp. Newcastle.
Keep talking to me, guys, so I know I don't lose these comms.
Yeah, are you undercover?
I mean, you go through the team list, guys.
Yeah.
You
think that just
in the fair dinkum stakes, there's only really the Tigers, the Dragons, and the Knights who you could probably run a line through.
Jeez, we haven't had much luck with these.
No. Hopefully they get it all out of the road before the championship.
Hang on, you put your line
or
through the
even the slip.
10 days of rain, too, don't you?
They're not a bad side, but I think there's sides that are better than them going around. I mean, if you go through it now, do you need to get it? If you put the Tigers in there...
Camera four. They've got four cameras on. It's just forever.
We're talking about it. If you think that... 13 in weight.
What about Brad Davidson? Or do you give up in the paper today?
What did he say? The photo of us.
If you docked 12 points, you would assume...
Penrith Campbell.
Lizzie Jules didn't let yesterday's wet weather stop her from getting up close to view of the horses.
Munsey tweeted it. That's how he got hold of that.
The weather was a bit too much for Jules colleague Radley Ashman and Duffersy.
Penrith should be there.
The Cowboys will be there.
Great, you can't wait for Dino Hayden.
What about in the social pages? Did you see the big story on...
I already had a text this morning.
...for Seagulls, young Cooper Johns, of course, is Matty Johns.
It's really hot, my camera. Can you turn me down?
It's not as hot as this studio.
Who's your Dally M tip?
I'll go Matty Moreland.
Matty Moreland. Okay, so Matty Moreland's a $9 chance.
He's second favourite, isn't he?
Tab.com.au. Equal second favourite with Cooper Cronk.
Good 1 minute.
Ray is Jimmy.
What's that?
Good Penrith boy, Ray.
How's that, guys?
Penrith boys.
That's why
we
got Dino back.
Good
yeah, this
guy.
Yeah.
Great
good.
To have you back, mate, Dino.
And that's
great
my camera there.
Daily Telegraph Love Fest on a Sunday morning. Yeah, you like sit next to each other too,
we
don't you?
We used to. Dino saw the light and moved on. So
he's moved.
Yeah.
You've pushed him out.
No.
Apparently he was very untidy, and you're obviously very tidy.
Jimmy, I won't say why I left, but there was a tube of toothpaste when he did.
Close, yeah, no. We haven't had any complaints from anyone here this morning. But
Dino, it's great to have
it
you
is
back.
Only early. Yeah, yeah. Good on you, Dino. We'll speak again next week.
All right, man. Great to be back. Talk next week.
See you, mate.
Dean Bulldog Ritchie with all the latest news in the world of rugby league. We're just about ready to go. You think it might be the end of the program. Are we all going to go home? No, we're not. We're here for another hour, Raymond. Can you believe
it? I've never seen you so fired up.
No,
in a good mood, that is. I've seen you fired up in a bad mood.
Oh, come on. Give me a break. I'll tell you what. Speaking of getting fired up, you know who our legend of the game is today?
Great Tommy Radonikis.
Tom Terrific. Yeah, he could fire you up. Tommy Radonikis, our legend of the game after the 9th.